the amount of pressure on women in society today to look beautiful, to look young, to look thin, to look all of these different things is incredibly powerful. And one of those driving forces that has increased it dramatically, has increased the pressure on women to look a certain way, to act a certain way. Definitely social media has played a huge role on this. You look at Instagram, we've had so many women that I've worked with over the past couple of years that say, you know, I just can't compare. You know, I look at the world of dating and I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm 60, I'm 70, and I'm competing against these women on Instagram that are absolutely gorgeous with perfect bodies and all this other kind of stuff, right? Hey, David Essel here. For the past 45 years as a counselor, number one best-selling author and more, we've helped millions of women garner that self-confidence, garner that self-esteem, and make lifestyle changes if it's necessary. But the most important is right here. The most important thing that I tell every woman that I work with who has some concerns about aging is the fact that we've got to have control of our emotional response system to society. We've got to be confident. We've got to know that we're worthwhile, that we're a worthy person, regardless if we can match the Instagram models or not. You know, I'm going to be doing something in the future about women choosing to be single for life, which is an amazing topic that's come up in the last 5 years. And that has a lot to do with what we're talking about right now. There's some women that just said, you know, this is ridiculous. I'm not competing against these women that are perfect tens, et cetera, et cetera. I feel very comfortable with myself. And I've got stories of clients I've worked with, women that have decided to never date again. Very fascinating. But for those that want to date, listen, we've got to first start with the mindset. And this isn't always easy, but you know, society is constantly throwing us younger models, younger looking women, and we as older individuals, if you're like me, you don't have to be as old as me, but you know that it's extremely debilitating to think about going out on dates and all of that kind of stuff and go, and I'm competing against these 10 women I just saw on Match.com. This is crazy. As a matter of fact, one of my clients the other day came in and said, David, you know, I think I'm just gonna let this dating thing go. And I said, why? And she said, well, I really want a life partner. I'm not one of those women that wants to be alone and take care of myself. I really want a partner. But when I'm on Match.com or any of these other dating sites, I can't compete. My body isn't as perfect as theirs, you know. And she went on and on and on. So what did we do? We started writing down, what are her strengths? What does she bring to the table that is so amazing? Let's leave the body out of it. Let's leave this out of it. She came up with 25 different things that she is so damn proud of. How she volunteers for 4 different organizations every month. You know, how she does this incredible work with kids as a volunteer. I mean, she is so gifted, so talented. Her experiences of traveling the world are mind-blowing. She could sit there and tell you stories for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours of just Thailand or just Japan or something, and she's a great storyteller. So we started to look at these 25 traits, and she looked at me and she said, why have I bought into this insanity? Why have I bought into this mass consciousness? And that was the first step of her healing. Yes, she made changes with her diet. She lost 25 pounds. Oh my God, she looked incredible. She actually did go in and had this woman at a makeup store show her just some really basic makeup exercises because she had never really worn much makeup. When I saw her, after, I don't know, maybe it was about 8 or 9 months. I hadn't seen her after we got done working for 8 or 9. When I saw, I couldn't believe it. This has happened multiple times in life with women. They start to take care of themselves. Like she quit drinking. She quit eating sugar, which easy 25 pounds came off with that, right? She didn't go crazy. She didn't join a gym, but she is walking an hour every day. She's meditating 30 minutes every day. She's cleaned up her diet. She feels incredible. But the most important thing she said to me when I ran into her was, you know what, David? You working with me on my conscious mind and my subconscious mind changed everything. If you need help, if you're a woman or a man and you feel your confidence is low, your self-esteem is low, and you really want to come together with yourself, you want to feel comfortable with your body, your mind, your spirit, and maybe you do want to get out there and do the dating world, which is fine. Let's throw out the competition nonsense, okay? It's all made up in our mind. The right person for you is not going to be comparing you with someone on Instagram. The wrong person could. The right person, no way. Reach out to me at talkdavid.com. We've got 5 free books there. We've been doing this work for 45 years, and I would love to help you. Let's change this and gain the strength that you deserve. I'm David Essel. The website's talkdavid.com. Have a beautiful day.